Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass at 7:03. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We finally get to see the Falcons play tonight at the Benz against Buffalo. We'll get into that in a moment. Let's get you caught up on all the headlines that hit over the weekend. Penn State head coach James Franklin has been fired after another loss this weekend, this time to Northwestern. Final score was 22-21. Penn State will be on the hook for $49 million left on his contract. Game one of the ALCS happened last night. Mariners won in Toronto 3-1. Game two happens today. And game one of the NLCS kicks off tonight with the Dodgers in Milwaukee. But we are counting down to the Falcons-Bills game tonight at the Benz. Kickoff is 7:15. Pregame with Mike and Bo starts at 5 o'clock. We want you there early. And it feels like with this game, the football gods giveth and they take away.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Because we've got AJ back, but Darnell Mooney is out. And then for the Bills, it's Milano out with Ed Oliver set to return.
And Ed Oliver is a pretty good one, especially when you talk about a game that's supposed to come down to both run games, both running backs, really. And what's crazy about it is I really do feel like it's a I'm having trouble, and this is what we do every single week. We kind of come down to the main storylines going into the pregame show, and Bo and I kind of kick them back and forth, and it's like, what's the main headline in this? And I think the headline is like the game itself, which I know that sounds ridiculous to people listening, but every time it's like, can the Falcons bounce back from a bad outing against Carolina? Can they rush the passer this week? The field goal kicker, the blah, blah, blah. Like, this is just the Falcons coming off a bye week, and it's just the fact that it's a primetime game against Buffalo on Monday night in Atlanta. That's the storyline. And like you said, Ed Oliver being back is a massive deal. Matt Milano being out is also a massive deal. A.J. Terrell being back is a massive deal. Darnell Mooney being out, also a massive deal. And so I wonder what this offense looks like. I do think that it's a big Kyle Pitts night. Because of Darnell Mooney's absence, I think that Drake London has to be on his game, and you know he's going to see a huge target share. But you're right; these injuries are kind of looming over this situation, where it's like, okay, I think this all kind of evens out.
Well, I would say real quick on that is I think I need Casey Washington to be our we're going to have a deep threat in this game, and I can't rely. You know, I know you can put Drake up to bat. You did against Washington, but. I think it's easier to put Drake up to bat when there's a guy like Casey Washington out there. You know, Darnell Mooney obviously out there to stretch it, but Casey Washington can be that guy too. And can you put him up to bat for a big, you know, a deep play?
Yeah, you and I kicked it around last week. Is like how much of Kyle Pitts' resurgence has to do with the fact that Darnell Mooney hasn't been a big deal or Ray-Ray McCloud hasn't been a big deal. I think that's a significant thing. I think the fact that Darnell Mooney has not been very involved in the passing game has led to more opportunities for Kyle Pitts, and he's been able to really step up to the plate. He's made those catches. He's been a big deal in, you know, the red zone situations at times. And so I think that hopefully we can see, you know, that continue. because I think that he can be such a great player for us. And Darnell Mooney not being in the fold only has to raise awareness for that.
Well, I know the defense is a major part of tonight's game. So let's hear from Jeff Ulbrich on how they're preparing for Josh Allen.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that he's got elite trust in all his skill. The way that he distributes the ball, tells you that. It's funny, like the progression might say, go here with the ball. Uh-huh. So I know sometimes they're trying to create, they're trying to spread the ball around a little bit more than maybe they have in the past. But at the end of the day, it's like, he gets to that fourth and fifth read on a consistent basis. So it's like he gets it to the guys that need the ball. He gets to the guys that are open. Yeah, it's you got to play two plays with this guy every single time. You have to approach it like, okay, this is the initial concept. I've got to glove that and now transition to plaster. And the rush has to go the same way. We got to rush him initially, rush lanes, level the quarterback, etc., and then get ready for the chase component, So it's really preparing for two plays every single time. And if you do that, you give yourself the best opportunity to compete against these guys.
What I hear him saying, he's not thinking. Like it's everything. He's got the answers to the test. When you got the answer to a test and you scream it out, like, boom, it's right here. Or in your head, you just write it down. It's a trivia question. You'll ask a trivia and I'll just scream it out and be like, man, was that right? Well, he's just going, like, if he's coming to the line, he's seeing a defense. And the reason he's getting, I think, and I'd actually love to hear Arch when we talked to him at 820, what his thoughts are on this. But when I see a defense, the best way to get to four or five reads, that's a lot of reads, a lot of progressions in a route tree. If you're especially if you're that spread out where you've got that many guys out in a route, boom. Like, I look at the defense and I see that I think this is going to get this. So if I look over and it's still there, I'm immediately moving on and to my next one. And then I can get through them. And he's going and he's probably got in his head, based on the defense he sees, when he reads it initially, and by the time he gets to his third progression, I got to get out of here based on the protection we have and what they've showed me. And he's playing faster. And he's always trusted his ability with his arm.
Yeah.
And I think he probably trusted his legs before he ever trusted his arm.
Fair.
And I say always as in the league. So it just comes with playing so long and being a guy that studies, and he's clearly a smart guy. And he's not playing, he's not thinking when he plays anymore. It's like on Top Gun. I know you haven't seen it, but for most of us seen it, if you think, you're dead. He's not thinking.
Yeah.
He's just playing. It's all instinctual for him now.
Yeah, he's playing backyard football in a lot of different ways, and I think that's absolutely terrifying. And that's one of the reasons that I don't think that McDermott and the administration up there for this franchise have really worried about trying to find him playmakers at the wide receiver position. They drafted Keon Coleman. That's great. But, like, they haven't really gone out of their way to, like, try to find that guy. And maybe that's to the detriment of the team in the playoffs. But I think that Josh Allen is so good just kind of making guys good around him when he's scrambling around and finding guys down the field that really – and that's what Jeff Ulbrich's almost chuckling, right? He's just kind of laughing. He's like, dude, I don't even know what to do. You just kind of have to play to the whistle, play tough, make sure you do, make them – defend the run and make them make those plays down the field, and maybe you can come up with a couple of turnovers.
I think it's a detriment to quarterbacks like him having those types of guys. I mean, look to the league. Look at Josh Allen when he had that guy, which was Stephon Diggs. It was drama because a lot of times those guys come with the egos. He gets rid of him and he has an MVP year. Look at Patrick Mahomes. He had Tyreek Hill. But Patrick Mahomes has been just as good, if not better, without Tyreek Hill. They've won Super Bowls without Tyreek Hill. They won two Super Bowls without Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Look at Lamar Jackson. Who's his guy? He's got Mark Andrews, but he doesn't have. Now look at Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts' play is being hurt because he has an A.J. Brown who is a diva, who has become a diva, reading books on the sidelines, having meetings that he denies having. Like, yeah. It's hurt Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts' play has been hurt this year because it seems to be a brewing issue with a wide receiver.
I was on A.J. Brown's side until the whole I don't know what meeting you're talking about thing. by the way.
Yeah, ding.
Like, well, I was on his side. I'm like, you're in your prime. They're not throwing you the ball. Mm-hmm. You only have a certain window.
He lost me when he was reading books, and it was like, oh, it's a self-help book. Dude, come on,
I was fine. If he wants to be, look, he's better than that, than airing out his grievances, and I won't go down that road right now because we got In the Huddle coming up in just a few minutes, but it is. I think you're right. I think that there is a certain thing where you look at A1 wide receivers like Amon-Ra St. Brown, and you go, hey, I got to get this guy involved. You're just better off if you're Josh Allen just playing football and backyard football, Thanksgiving Day football, if you will.
And I think the reason a Joe Burrow is okay with that, and I think Michael's Penix is going to be okay with having guy, and I'm not saying Drake is that kind of guy, but could be okay with that, it's because they're going to stay in the pocket, and I know Patrick Mahomes will look downfield to throw mainly, but they're okay with feeding, you know, the guy. It's just they're more of that traditional pocket type of guy. Josh Allen, you might have 30 pass plays. He might run 10 of them. That's 20, you know, but he's going to spread the ball. Just how the style of play matches up better to not have and I think it's a really good point by you. I didn't even think about it until you brought it up. And I was like, damn, that you're right. And none of their skill players scare me other than Kincaid a little bit. I think he's a really good tight end. James Cook. And Shakir a little bit. But for the main part, none of their guys really scare you that you got to, like, give them extra attention.
Yeah.
The extra attention goes to the quarterback.
Kincaid's another one that we need to – I think that he's kind of a game-time decision as far as his health. And we talked about injuries coming into the segment and how big of a deal. I'm just telling you, I think that the addition, kind of putting a bow on this thing, the addition of Ed Oliver to their defense for the first time since week one, mm-hmm. when you go back and watch the week one tape, by far the best player they have on defense, an absolute disruptor. I hope that he's out of shape. Because if he plays tonight like he did in week one, it's going to be an absolute problem for the Atlanta Falcons on the ground.
We're definitely going to see how that goes when you guys kick everything off tonight. Pre-game at 5, kickoff is 7:15. This Saturday, though, from noon until 2, you can join me, Allie Mack, at Jim Shorkey Kia of Gainesville. As long as I still have this job, I'm not sure I do after Bo took over this past weekend.
I sold cars up there, Allie. You got some work. You got to make up some work. I had a Squid Nation member come to me. I came here for you. I just bought a Kia Sportage.
Man said that he's sending Bulldog Kia an invoice.
They got some. I got a commission check coming my way.
Wow.
Good for you. Well, we're going to get ready for Sunday's big game out at Jim Shorkey Kia of Gainesville. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand, other prizes, plus another winner will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that is this Saturday from noon to 2. At Jim Shorkey Kia of Gainesville with me and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, everything was all good until someone got smacked in the face last night. We'll break down that post. I mean, you saw it. Insane.
What a tease.
And I have his back on it, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
You
just
can't possibly.
Just listen. Just
I'm
wait.
Very interested no to way. Hear how you could have his back on this. We'll
Same.
Talk about it next when we go in the huddle on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass, playing some Don McLean for us right now. It's 7:23. Anyone have any idea why today is the day the music died?
Yeah, it was the Buddy Holly, Big Bopper, the plane wreck. Is that it?
So today's not the anniversary of that.
Okay.
I'm not sure when that is.
That's the day the music died, I thought.
Today is a second day the music is dying. MTV is shutting down their music channels.
What?
What does that even mean?
I didn't know they had music channels.
MTV2 still plays music.
Done. MTV Music, wow. MTV 80s, MTV 90s, Club MTV, MTV Live. They're done.
So it's just going to be MTV.
MTV. Robin Big, basically. No, Ridiculousness.
Ridiculousness.
Yeah.
You know, my parents were in town all weekend, and they love Ridiculousness.
Well,
like, I put it on the TV, and they're just cackling.
It is prime viewing if you get sucked into it. But when you're scrolling through on the guide and all you see is Ridiculousness, you're not going to stop.
I remember seeing an interview, maybe it was on like HBO, where they were doing an interview with an MTV exec, and he was like, we literally can't get enough Rob Dyrdek on our lineup.
Really?
He was like, dude, if he was on 8 different shows, we would just run his 8 different shows just all the way through. That's what he said. Because I think Rob also produces like a cartoon that's on like streaming platform and like a couple of other things. Like, he's got his hand in a lot of stuff. And, you know, when you go from Fantasy Factory, Ridiculousness, Robin Big, like all the other stuff that he's been included in, they're like, yeah, dude, he is a golden goose.
Robin Big was the best thing that he did. It was better than Fantasy Factory. It was better to me than Ridiculousness. That show was awesome because it was, they had all those things kind of built into it a little bit. I just can't watch clips of people doing stupid stuff.
It's great lazy viewing.
For hours on end. I'd rather rewatch a TV show. February 3rd was the day I was referencing.
Yes.
And I wasn't trying to throw you off. That's when I hear, like, that's, well, I was like, well, that's because it's about the Big Bopper.
No, I know.
Buddy Holly. But yeah, you know, Waylon Jennings was supposed to be on that plane.
Whoa.
And he gave his seat up to Buddy Holly for some reason. I can't remember. There was a reason to it, but it's kind of crazy. I'm a big Waylon Jennings fan. But yeah, that's, I don't know what to make of MTV anymore. Because, like, if you ever watch Yellowstone or Landman, the Moon Man comes on before. It's like an MTV production.
Yeah.
Like, Taylor Sheridan got his – he's in with the MTV, in which is, I believe, Paramount.
Yeah, it's Paramount Global that's doing all this. It's so funny you say that because I was catching up on Yellowstone yesterday on the plane, and it was the Moon Man. I was like, wait, what? Why is MTV involved in this?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did not
also,
know that.
Also, very exciting because Grant McCauley watched the very first episode of Yellowstone yesterday. So we're going to be rewatching this because I cannot wait.
I never finished it. I am like...
I haven't either. I hit the pause button on it.
Well, you know how they came out with the split season to end it? I only watched... I don't think I ever got back when they came back in with the second half because it was during football season. It was just hard.
I'm telling you, I picked it back up because I did the same thing. Pick it back up. It's so good. I was audibly gasping on the plane yesterday
I thought you were playing that song because you didn't include it in the bye week music segment that we did. And, you know, because you had all these songs that said bye.
Oh!
And I was like, man, you really, yeah. I was like, man, how did that song not get included in that? I guess because it's not in the title, but yeah, there you go. There's another bye week song for you.
Yeah,
the answer is bye.
We're going to get to In the Huddle in a second, but with Atlanta United season winding down, be sure to join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta's Soccer Tonight. Jason has you covered all season long on the latest Atlanta United news. Plus, he's keeping tabs on international soccer as well. That's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer, Tuesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and available the next day at the Off the Woodwork podcast on Odyssey. So the Chiefs won over the Lions in Sunday Night Football 30-17, but fireworks really got started after the game when the Lions' Brian Branch smacked Juju Smith-Schuster in the helmet. Both teams swarmed the field. Bo, defend him.
Look, I don't condone violence. I don't. However, when there's like 3.5 minutes left, the game's somewhat out of reach. You're sealing the game. You run a running play, and the play is kind of away from it, and you get blindsided, basically, which could have been called as a blindside block, which Juju threw on Brian Branch and then stepped over, which is supposed to be a taunting call in the NFL as well. You know, you get what's coming to you when you do that to somebody. Do I condone Brian Branch going after the game and starting an all-out melee? No. I think he could have got his get back during the game and tried to find a way. But
right.
Juju Smith-Schuster started all this. So I'm not condoning Brian Branch, but I understand why he was upset. It was a dirty play by Juju on this.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that, and I hear you say you don't condone it, but it sounds like you kind of condone it. But I kind of side with Dan Campbell where I'm like, dude, I love the guy. And Brian Branch is a Bama alum. I've watched his career. There's just no place for that, right? I think you could have dealt with it in real time like you're talking about, and you know, you could have got your get back during the game. The fact that he came out and said he feels like he's been bullied on the field, that's a little bit over the top for me. Like, what are we talking about? It's a football game, dude. Like, nobody's being bullied. Everybody has pads on here.
Yeah, I don't understand what he's saying. I mean, to me, I don't like that terminology at all, that verbiage. Because
I don't either.
That now lends itself to people being creeped in, being like, wow.
Now you're being picked on.
Yeah, that you stand up for yourself. And I wish he should have done it right then.
Exactly.
It was a 10-point game at the time with like 3.5 minutes left. But it was a BS move by Juju. I'm not saying that Brian, I just understand why he was upset.
Okay.
I understand why he came at him. I'm not saying I like what he did. I would have done it right then because he walks up and says something to Juju after. But it was like, no, man, like, take his head off then if you want to take his head off. Blow him up then if you want to blow him up. Like,
all I can hear right now is Keep Tlaib talking about Harry Douglas. And when I see him in Atlanta, I'm going to beat it up.
Is Brian Branch going to get fined for this?
Yes.
Oh God. No, yeah, it's going to be worse than that.
Yes.
Oh yeah. He's going to have a couple games
also,
off probably.
If you watch Patrick Mahomes in the video, like he walks to Brian Branch. Branch walks right by him, attacks Juju, and then Mahomes sees what's happening. He takes off into the melee, and then he like pulls up, and then he like runs. He like kind of like reaches like he's
did a little double
he's
dutch there.
I'm here. I got your back. I don't want to get involved. Oh, I'm here.
little melee double dutch.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. In, out. Okay.
Be real. He should have done that. He doesn't need to be involving himself
agree.
That. It's just funny to watch because you know exactly what he's doing.
The Jets lost the Denver Broncos 13-11.
Dear God.
Let me tell you something.
Dear God.
I want all of y'all to go back and watch the 2-minute clip of Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee talking about, and this was in the offseason, about when the Jets released him and how it went down. He's like, yeah, I mean, they flew me out across the country, and I think this is going to be like.
Oh, he said he went on his own dime.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. He flew across the country. He's like, I think it's going to be a two or three hour, you know, have a big, long meeting. I walk in. We say, hey, and he leaves. I'm going to get the GM. And comes back, and he was like, do you want to play football? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, we're moving on.
Yeah.
And he's like, it could have been a phone call. And so my point is, you see how poorly it was handled? Now watch the end of the first half yesterday.
Well, and here's what's been crazy about that entire deal. I remember the fallout from that entire segment on Pat McAfee where a lot of Jets fans were having Aaron Glenn's back, and he's saying, well, if you would have just called him on the phone, that would have looked bad. Like, you couldn't have done it to me in person. You couldn't have had that conversation.
Like, I think it should have been done in person. It should have flown out there, but it should have been like a 3-hour meeting where it's like, here's our vision. You know, we really think a lot of you as a football player, and yet, you know, we don't think that there's a good fit here, whatever it may be. Like, if you're going to fly him over there, at least not act like a, you know, a blank hole when you're doing that.
No, I don't know. If you're going to fire me, man, make it take 30 seconds. I want out. Like, get me.
Maybe that's the case.
Don't tell me to fly in for a meeting.
Call me.
Just
call
be like,
me.
Hey, look, we're going to, or just do it like everybody else does. Call our agent and say, we're cutting so-and-so. We're going to give him a call.
Yeah, my point being is that, like, people are like, well, I needed to do it face-to-face. You don't want to fire somebody over the phone. Okay, fine. Just don't do it in the way that he reportedly did, where it's just like, oh, I don't know why you're here.
I agree.
We're not bringing you back. Bye.
And then also, don't be hostile with the media. And the end of the first half is brutal.
But the whole game was brutal.
But, I mean, the end of the first half, because they're at midfield with, like, a minute something left, and they are just – like, yeah, we're just going to let the clock run out and then get it to fourth. They get it to fourth down, and they're like, we're not going to run a play.
I got to tell you, because I started doing a deep dive, because we've been talking so much about Michael Penix on play action. There's only one quarterback in the NFL that uses less play action than Michael Penix, and it's Justin Fields, which to me is inexcusable when you look at what his game is built on, that he would be the guy doing less. Like, everything that he does should have a fake handoff or a fake read. Hey. Everything he does, and it's only – I think his is 15%.
He has the one thing he has never done in the NFL is make a decision. He get to the point where he's making a decision quickly in the pocket. He holds the ball and he pats it, either throw it away or get the hell out, because you can make so many plays and still slide. You're so phenomenal with the ball in your hands.
I agree, man.
And Tampa beat the 49ers 30-19. Baker Mayfield and co. won despite missing four of their top wide receivers.
Baker Mayfield did to San Francisco on the game-winning drive, essentially, that he did to us. Two guys had him dead to rights, Mike, and he was like, nope, I'm going to go make the first
slippery,
down.
Baby. Get a little slippery and get out of there. It sounds ridiculous to say that, you know, Tampa's missing anybody when San Francisco's missing everybody.
True.
It feels a little absurd. But kudos. I don't think we have to love on Baker Mayfield anymore on the show. He's inevitable, man. He's inevitable.
Well,
he's playing at an MVP level right now.
I don't know what Brock Purdy's status is for Sunday night. I don't know what Mac Jones's status is right now for Sunday night either, because he was already injured. Lavonte David hit him so hard in that game that he might not feel that until, like, this time next year. Like, he absolutely knocked the crap out of him. And that throw, I will say this, that throw to Tez Johnson in the end zone by Baker, the catch was as good as the throw, but the double backflip twirl was better than all of it that Tez Johnson did. It was phenomenal. What a celebration.
Well, coming up, Mike and Bo are going to have to man up to the picks they made on Friday. It is Man Up Monday, and we've got a mic'd up.
Yeah, we're going to hit a 3-up, 3-down coming off the weekend. I got Georgia's halftime adjustments mixed in right next to Penn State as a program. You don't want to miss that.
Next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Thanks for being here. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. I do wonder, is this segment more thrilling than going to the dentist for you guys?
Or, I mean, I don't have
my
that.
Blood pressure's probably higher. Yeah.
I have good dentist visits. I always catch up when I get my teeth cleaned with the dental hygienist. We kind of have a gossip session. So.
Well, you have like the
she
little things in your mouth.
I can see the look on his face.
No.
She must be hot, dude.
No, it's
that's
not
the only
way
anybody ever enjoys going to a dentist is when there's hot hygienist.
No, we just catch up. I've been going to the same dentist too since I was a kid. So I think I've only had one dentist. I still drive out to Pawnee County for
good
my dentist.
Good for you.
Well, I mean,
she
now
must be hot.
Now the dentist has
driving out to Pawnee County.
The dentist is the dentist that owned it when I was a kid has it's still called got his name on it, but he's sold it into the guy that has been now that kind of is the main dentist has also been there for a while. So it's like, if I trust you and you do a good job for me, I'll be loyal. I'll still go get my Dallas Tires out there in Dallas. I still go there to get my tires every time.
So what I'm hearing is he would rather go to the dentist than do Man Up Monday.
That's what I heard.
I don't know.
Too.
I had a pretty good week. I would have had a great week if it wasn't for someone throwing in a dumb game as the random pick.
It wasn't dumb. It's my alma mater.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
Not great.
Now everyone knows they lost.
Let's go through this. Dylan's going to handle this since I have no idea what you guys were picking and choosing last week.
All right, fellas, let's start with getting the records straight. Both of you went 3-2 last week. Not bad at all. Pretty good week for you both.
All right.
Mike, that puts your record at 14-9-1 on the season.
There you go.
Bo, you are at 15-8. So, hey, after a very sluggish start by Mike, he's crept right there, and he is right there nipping at the heels of one Bo Morgan. But we are still the best picking show on this station
by far.
That's
what matters. And then we're in this.
And that's all that matters.
The team effort.
That's right. Bo, we're going to start with your bad because you called out West Georgia, and I'm upset with you now. So we're going to start with your bad. Bo, we did Lions at Chiefs, and, didn't go so great for you.
Lions plus 2.5.
Wow.
They can control the line of scrimmage, keep Mahomes. What was it? Best offense?
Yeah.
Or the best defense against a great quarterback, keeping them off the field.
Yeah.
So they can't hack a Pat. So I think the Lions are going to win the game of line of scrimmage.
Man. Yeah. Not so much one at the
hack
line of scrimmage.
Dude, Detroit, their defense looked awful.
Yeah.
Last night. Brian Branch got punked because he got bullied.
You said you understood.
I do understand, but say bullied.
And you said you didn't like bullied. I was going to say it, dude.
Don't say bullied. Say you got cheap shot and you didn't like it. Don't say, man, they bullied me, man.
Now, Mike, on the other hand for you, we picked Alabama, Missouri in the college ranks as well. And it didn't end up being really bad for you because your team still won, but your pick was wrong.
I'm going to go with the over in this game. Bama's defense, while they were able to force turnovers against Diego Pavia last week, Vanderbilt moved the ball up and down, particularly in the first half. I also think Ty Simpson is playing at an exceptional level, as are Ryan Williams, Jeremy Bernard, Jim Miller, that entire crew. I think there's going to be points scored in this game. You know, if you get to a point where you're looking at, let's just call 31-21, I think that that's an outcome that I can see happening.
Mike, I do want to say this real quick. You were what Scott Van Pelt would call a bad beat.
Yeah, it was.
Because the final score was 27-24 in favor of Alabama. Yeah, the over was 51.5.
Yeah.
It ended up to 51.
He didn't believe. He didn't believe.
He didn't believe.
In his own team.
Bama missed a field goal in that game, and I thought, that's going to come back to haunt me.
Yep.
That's no good.
That's just sick.
I was so scared that was the over-under was actually like 49 for some reason when I was listening to the game on the way home from Bulldog Kia on Saturday. But look at that. Wasn't.
There you go. Good stuff, man.
I will congratulate Bo because – oh, no, I'll go congratulate Mike because he did angrily go against me. And it was really out of spite. He got this pick right out of spite. But my West Georgia Wolves did lose to Abilene Christian 30-13.
You already know the deal.
So I'll man up a little bit, too. It won't just have to be y'all two. But
yeah, man.
Either way, good solid weekend out of you two fellas.
What a lucky pick. I was like, I'm so mad at you for even throwing this game out. I'm picking Abilene Christian. It's ridiculous. Yeah, ended up working out.
But boy, I do appreciate you going with my Wolves,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, well, I will never go with them again.
There you go.
Kennesaw State's pretty good this year.
What are they?
All right, 4-2.
Nice. Okay, Kennesaw State.
Yeah, Conference USA.
Dylan may have spawned a few ideas for my random pick of the week.
Uh-oh.
We'll see.
We might be hearing some hootie-hoo.
We'll see. Well, if you want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. Go to 929thegame.com and click the events link. But go ahead and do that now because foursomes are going quickly. It's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets, November 24th.
All right, as always, you guys know that Mike's up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We're doing a three up, three down segment. Coming off the weekend, I want to tell you guys three people, teams, or things that are up and three that are definitely on their way down. I'm going to start with down. You guys can tell me if I'm right or wrong on this one. I know Dylan has the sound of this. How about the Miami Dolphins leadership, all the way from head coach Mike McDaniel, all the way down to Tua and these players-only meetings?
I think it starts with the leadership in helping articulate that for the guys and then what we're expecting out of the guys, right? We're expecting this. Are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late. Guys not showing up to player-only meeting, like, there's a lot that goes into that. Do we have to make this mandatory? Do we not have to make this mandatory? So it's a lot of things of that nature that we got to get cleaned up, and it starts with the little things.
All right, Tua.
Like that.
All right, Tua. There is no way in which this ends well for Mike McDaniel in Miami. So there's just no way.
At first, I thought he was calling out Mike McDaniel, and I was like, this is bad. Then it feels like he's calling himself out because you're the quarterback of the team, man. You're one of the leaders on the team. Does he not wear a C on his chest? I mean,
it sounds to me like he is saying, look, man, I'm a captain. I'm trying to hold people accountable. I'm calling other players into these player-only meetings, and they can't even be there on time. So I don't know what else to do with myself.
Well,
that's what it sounds like to me anyways.
I don't think the quarterback has got the power to make players-only meetings mandatory.
Yeah.
I mean – you know, it just sounds like a mess.
What, Miami Daniel talked in that. He was like, there's nothing I can do. It just is what it is.
Well, that's a bad look for the head coach, too.
It's just bad.
You know, I don't use the word clean house a lot, but this one kind of screams clean house.
Really? Yeah,
I completely agree with that. All right, how about let's lighten the mood then. Let's go with Georgia. Let's go with one of the up. That was one down. Let's go with one up. Georgia halftime adjustments. I mentioned this earlier. Obviously, they were great against Alabama. They were great against Kentucky until kind of the other guys came in. And then they were great once again against Auburn. 6.2 points per game in the second half against Georgia this year. That's good for ninth best in the country. It's been just insane. Auburn had 228 yards in the first half. They only had 50 yards in the second half. Shout out to Kirby Smart and the second half adjustments he'd been able to make. And again, I said this, and I knew I was going to anger Auburn fans about an hour ago, and I'll do it once again. Hugh Freeze's personality has been taken on by this team, and it's awful. Mm. Like, to see the look on his face, on the way into the locker room, you knew that they weren't going to be able to do anything in the second half, and it played out just exactly like I thought it would.
Yeah, I've heard at nauseam this Glenn Schumann narrative that he's a bad DC and he needs to be fired and ran off. I just don't buy it. They've been you just said how good they've been in the second half. You know, I just get so irritated with fire the coordinator talk, which is the easiest. Oh, fire the coordinator. Georgia is literally they threw out what? How many NFL first round draft picks has Georgia's defensive side produced the last 6 or 7 years? It's hard to keep bringing back really good defensive talent, playmakers that are going to change the game like that. The point is that the fact that they are so good on defense, especially in the second half and in late in games, and they're winning for this team, just shows the job that defensive staff is doing, including Glenn Schumann.
I agree, man. It's been awesome to see. Obviously, the defense is stepping up in a lot of different ways, and it's kind of allowing Mike Bobo and the offense to kind of come around in certain points. All right, let's go back to the downs. Let's go back for our second down. Dylan, I think you've got this sound. The New York Jets offense, absolutely horrific. I don't think I've ever seen a performance that had minus 10 net passing yards in a football game. Justin Fields has been bad.
Justin's numbers are not good in this game.
No.
Is he going to be your quarterback next week, or will you?
Come on, man. What kind of question is that?
You did not have a good game. I mean, I think it's a fair point.
There's a number of guys that, you know, I mean, sometimes this league is like this, and there are guys that have bad games. That doesn't mean you just bench them. Come on, you know better than that.
I thought it was a fair question. I'm going to be real. I thought it was a completely fair question to ask. When you have minus 10 net passing yards in a football game, I think it's fair to say, is he going to be your starter next week?
Yeah.
I don't think that's out of bounds.
I want to clarify, though, the reason that stat looks like it does is because he was sacked 9 times for 55 yards.
Yeah.
And in the NFL, sack yardage comes away from the passing total of
correct.
The team.
Correct.
But on that, he was 9 of 17 for 45 yards, and he dropped back 26 times at least.
Yeah.
Not counting scrambles, which he had probably a few of. So it's bad. He's holding the ball too long. I think it was a fair question too, dude. You're 0-6, Aaron.
You're got a rookie. Historically bad on offense.
You got a rookie that you did draft in this draft or take as a free agent. I can't remember which one Cook was. Brady Cook. It's a fair question. Don't act like it's out of this world.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna speed through a couple of these. All right, how about going back to the good? Kurt Cignetti. Unbelievable. I had to look up his record since he's been in Division One. How about 136-37? Almost 100 games over 500 since he became a Division I head coach. Obviously, them beating Oregon on Saturday, 30-20. He's a Pittsburgh native. I think we talked about this a little bit earlier. This seems like a Penn State move for Kurt Cignetti. It just seems like it fits.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if he won't get more money somewhere else. I mean, 49 million is a big buyout.
He's going to have his pick of the litter.
You asked me earlier if I'd take James Franklin at Florida, and I said no. And the reason I said no was because of his record against top 10 teams. Because I don't know if you've paid attention, but Florida only plays top 10 teams.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Bama feels that way now, too. It's crazy.
At the end of the year, Florida will have played like 9 of their 12 games will be against like top 10 teams or 8-1. I think what's the guy that we had on at the Thursday told us that. The guest we had on. But anyways, it doesn't matter. So that's why I said that. But anybody would be lucky. James Franklin will not be out of work long.
Yeah, another one of my downs. This is my third down. How about Penn State as a program? It's time for them to hit the reset button. $50 million buyout for James Franklin. Drew Aller's out for the year. I don't even know where you go right now if you're a Penn State fan. Mike Conte's probably on his way to work right now. That's probably the least of his worries, talking about some of the situations up there at Penn State. And then I'll go ahead and give you the third up. How about Rico Dowdle? Did you see this conversation about Rico Dowdle and the Carolina Panthers? Told his old Cowboys teammates to buckle their chin straps and make sure they're ready to rock. Rico Dowdle, only the 7th player in NFL history to have 2 straight games of 230 yards from scrimmage, took over that game for the Carolina Panthers and made the Cowboys sad that they didn't sign him back.
He told them to buckle up.
Yeah.
And then they did the press conference and said, what happened in the game ago? He goes, they didn't buckle up.
I know. I thought it was awesome. I know it's the Panthers. I don't like the Panthers, but I'm like the Cowboys either. So.
I'm just glad he admitted it was personal because they let him walk.
I'm glad.
Like, thank you. Thank you. No, it was personal. Yes, it was personal.
Yeah.
Maybe not against Dak and those guys, but it was personal. Thank you for admitting the what everyone already knows. Not be like, no, it's just business. No, it was personal.
Yeah.
Nice work on that, Mike.
You could say
he
kept it a buck. Like one can
more. You could say that, or you just, no cap. Just blow right past that.
That's right.
Hey, let's get you on the show right now for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, Falcons Bills. What are your plans for the game? Are you watching? Are you going? Are you going to find a sports bar tonight? And how many points do the Falcons need to score a win tonight? Call us now, 404-726-0929. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.